year. 9 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists tonight. Steps to the line for a 1-1. Takes a deep breath. His two rhythm dribbles, and the 1-1 is no good. Rebound, Klusman, 6 seconds with 5. Here's Max, left sideline. Oh, he throws up a wild showing. Timeout called first.
No foul.
Or foul called first, excuse me.
Smart
good to
foul.
Hear the whistle. Michigan with a foul to give. It uses it.
Was that Donaldson?
That's,
oh no, that's Jones.
Yeah, Reuben Jones with his fifth foul.
But still,
so
really
I never
smart.
Heard the whistle, so Max hoisting it up, getting fouled, trying to steal a three-shot foul, which he wasn't going to get. But now the Badgers are burning their final timeout with 3.9 seconds to play, 67-64 Michigan. So Gale missed the front end, so the Badgers will have an opportunity.
I mean, I can't.
See, that's... Yeah, go ahead.
So, no, that foul, even though he fouls out, that's a super heady play because
yes.
Max has steam. He's going to get down. If he's not open, opposite corner, Blackwell was running right to that corner, and he would have been open. So, really, really heady play. Yeah, this makes it really difficult because there's nothing but a three-pointer coming, and they know it. So, Wisconsin's got to have a lot of activity, a lot of motion right now in order to get something that's decent.
3.9 seconds left in regulation. Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. The Badgers tonight, 6 of 27 from the three-point line. They are 21 of their last 77 from the three-point line over now almost the last three games.
Ooh.
So Max Klusman will be inbounding. Front of the scorer's table, still in the backcourt. And
smart to put Wolf on the ball.
Danny Wolf, the seven-footer, is on Max. They're looking. Badgers trying to run the wheel, looking for somebody open. In the winter, back to Max, and a whistle. And they went ahead and used the foul.
Ah, smart.
They did. They got Will Cheddar, 3.2 seconds to play. So this is a 1-1 now. That's team foul number 7. 3.2 seconds remaining, 67-64 Michigan. Nolan Winter this season is 13 of 16 at the free throw line. Carter Gilmore coming in for Kamari McGee, so you want to make and then a miss, I think, with Gilmore in there right now. To make a miss, an offensive rebound. Let's see what happens here with Nolan Winter. Or even if you miss, you maybe get a kick out. Here's the front end. No good. And Gilmore takes one to the chops. A foul is called here against Wisconsin. As now Michigan in position to close this one out. 2.5 seconds to play. 67-64 Michigan. As Gilmore called for the foul. That is his third.
Yeah, Wisconsin had plenty of opportunities to make buckets. Just not their night tonight. But great job by Michigan. I mean, really executing down the stretch over the last 3 minutes, getting exactly what they wanted.
Brian Dorsey and the officials looking over at the monitor. I don't know if it's maybe a timing issue or...
I think that and also... Gilmore took one right to the face.
Yeah, they're checking for a potential flagrant there. I don't know.
I think he had his hands on the ball.
Yeah,
so
I think there's another flagrant there. Carter took a swipe at the ball. He took one of the chops, took a swipe at the ball. And they get 2.5 of the clock, so they have the time right. So Vlad Golden at the line. This is a 1-1. Badgers out of timeout, so even with a miss, you got to grab and go. Golden at the line tonight, 6 out of 8. He has 24 points in the game. Michigan up 3, and they adjust the clock 2.6 seconds remaining. So here we go. Front end for Golden. It's off the rim. Winner the rebound with 2, with 1. Three-quarters court shot. Tajay off the rim, no good. And Michigan escapes with a 3-point win here in Madison. Oh, so close.
Man, if this is a picture of what the Big Ten's going to look like this year, ooh, I'm ready for that, Ryan. I don't know about you.
Boy, I'm telling you. Boy, that looked awfully good
it
off
really
the
did.
Hands of Tanjay from three-quarters court. But that big man combo for Michigan, too much tonight. Vlad Golden with 24 points, Danny Wolf with 20, as Michigan knocks off Wisconsin by three. Final score, Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, where Cindy Huber gets you through the workday every day from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. What Cindy does is remarkable. She has just a walking encyclopedia of what this music has done, has stood for, and some of the trivia and facts behind the songs we play. And she's kind of funny and quirky, too. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 till 2, while you're on the job with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Well, if this is any indication of what the Big Ten is like, Charlie, as you said, buckle up. And I guess we probably say that every year, but hotly contested game. Michigan scores the final 6 points. The Badgers go quiet over the last 2:37. And Michigan missed a couple front ends, free throws, but the Badgers unable to capitalize. Wolverines win by three.
Yeah, plenty of opportunities for Wisconsin to get that lead or to at least tie it up. Just not connecting tonight in those critical moments. They had kind of that three-minute run where they weren't scoring, and then they went on another run with about 2 minutes of no scoring. So in the end of these games, they can't have 5 minutes of not scoring and then try to pull games out.
It was interesting the way the game was unfolding because Michigan was getting a lot done and second chance points early in the game.
Absolutely.
It ends up 12-12. But as you pointed out, the fast break points, and it was one of your keys, and it generally is with Wisconsin basketball, transition D. Michigan was able to really get the running game going, though.
They really do, and they reminded me of the early 2000s Michigan State teams.
Big time.
When they could get that ball in 3 seconds there at the hoop, and that's really tough to defend because you can't get five guys on the rebound. You got to have two guys leaking out on defense, and Wisconsin just didn't have that set up tonight.
And as Greg Gard mentioned, you know, Danny Wolf, he reminded him in some ways of Frank Kaminsky, and we saw that on display, his ability to put the ball on the floor. He can score in different ways. And then Golden, maybe a little bit more old school big.
Absolutely.
But he had 24, Wolf had 20. there you go.
Yeah, there's 60% of your total scoring. Yeah, but you know what Golden did so well is he got his nose right to the front of the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying he's in there probably more than 3 seconds. But if they're not calling it, I'm going to do exactly what he's doing.
For sure.
And just sit and camp out all night. He did a great job of that.
This is the Badgers postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers as Michigan wins it 67-64. More to come here as we break this one down for you in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
We continue with our Badgers postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers as Michigan gets the final 6 points of the game, all courtesy of Vlad Golden with a career high for him, 24 points. Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. The Badgers, the screen says 6 of 27 from three, but I think it's 6 of 28. Nonetheless, they have a team that shot has been shooting it really well from three. The last three games, not so much. They still obviously won against Pitt and then, you know, won against Chicago State, but their inability to knock down shots here. Michigan wasn't very good in that area either. That's a big part of the offense, and when it's not there, and 14-19 at the free throw line, which is not bad, but it's below what they've been doing. But
yeah,
they're just having trouble shooting straight right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, when you mix not hitting shots and then also not getting to the free throw line, that is what saved them the last, I would say, at least three games, is they're shooting 20 to 25 making 20 to 25 free throws. So when you don't do that tonight, yeah, you're going to give those up, especially when you got that combo. I mean, that's going to be a hard combo, I think, in the Big Ten to stop both Wolf and Golden in that high-low setup.
Well, it was a heck of a performance from John Blackwell tonight. 16 points, really was putting the team on his back.
He really did.
In the second half, had 9 rebounds, was crashing the offensive glass at a stretch where he had 6 straight. And actually, those 10 points were coming as we were entering crunch time, all 10 of his points in the second half. We continue to see this guy grow, don't we?
We do. And not just what we saw in his first year, right? When you saw him in that first year, it was, oh, he's going to score. Now he's getting rebounds. Now he's being the big defensive player that he always started to be. So, yeah, so well-rounded and just being the leader that Wisconsin's going to need.
I'd say Michigan's had a pretty good last few days in the world of sports over there, don't you think?
Just a few. I was wondering if we're going to get a flag planted in the middle.
No flag planting here. So Michigan wins it here tonight, 67-64. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan Out of Town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
By Brady and the Ad Council.
Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64 as our postgame coverage continues. Quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier tonight, a buzzer beater for Iowa as the Hawkeyes defeat Northwestern 82-79. Josh Dix with a game-winning three for the Hawkeyes. Earlier tonight, out of conference, it was Indiana 97, Sam Houston 71. They were early on at Pauley Pavilion, UCLA 23, Washington 13, about 7.5 minutes left in the first half of play. Three other Big Ten games tomorrow night. Ohio State will be at Maryland. Michigan State's at Minnesota. And the late game tomorrow night, well past our bedtime, Oregon and USC. It's 9:30, but I'm old, so well past my bedtime.
Yeah, I'm going to
You
be
too.
Asleep.
Yeah. You got that early morning workout to do, I know.
We got to get you back on that.
We do, yeah. Got to get back. I've been a little undisciplined lately. So
December challenge for you.
December challenge, I know. I'd say if you can make a December challenge in the holiday season, that's pretty good. So a loss for Wisconsin, the first one of the season. They've been off to their best start since. Well, they were chasing. They already passed the 14-15 team. They were chasing the 93-94 Badgers of Tracy Webster and Mike Finley and those guys. They started 11-0. But a bump tonight, and you got to dust yourself off because you got Marquette coming up on Saturday. Marquette will play against Iowa State tomorrow, but you know that's going to be a very emotionally charged atmosphere. Always is.
Those in-state games are really physical. You know, we talk about Big Ten, but those in-state rivalries are just as aggressive. You got to take what you learn, right? Mm-hmm. You weren't good at transition defense, so now that's visible to everybody. So you got to make sure you clean that up in the next few days, and then you're not shooting well. So what do you got to do? A little inside-out action to get yourself started. So hopefully we start to see a little bit more motion that way for them.
Wisconsin is up 0.928 points per possession. That's a big stat, of course. And Michigan right at one, which, again, if you're Wisconsin, you take that defensively. But it's the win and that Wolf-Golden combination just too much. As Michigan wins it here tonight, 67-64. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023, CY Industry reported total sales.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Michigan slips past Wisconsin tonight, 67-64. Up next for the Badgers, a Saturday afternoon matchup at Fiserv Forum against the Marquette Golden Eagles. Marquette at the moment undefeated. Shaka Smart's team will play Iowa State tomorrow, and let me check this Michigan schedule again. The Wolverines' next game will be a home game coming up on the 7th against the Iowa Hawkeyes. They've got a pretty good stretch coming up. They have neutral site games with Arkansas and Oklahoma, and of course for the Badgers, this starts that four-game block. I know a lot of fans have been eager to get to with this Wisconsin team, with Michigan tonight, Marquette on Saturday, at Illinois next Tuesday, and then against Butler in Indianapolis a week from Saturday. About the Marquette game, I'd probably ask you this maybe every year or so when you played. I mean, you're from Indiana, but you came here. Did it hit you right away what the Wisconsin-Marquette game means?
You have no idea, mm-hmm. Right? And I came in as a freshman, and I remember the difference of the game, the pace, the energy, and I think I got two fouls in like 45 seconds because I didn't know what was happening because of the pace. Not that I didn't understand the game, but it's a different rhythm to that game, and there's just a lot of state pride in that. You know, you want to be the dominant team, and I think after we lost that freshman time, I don't think we lost the rest of my career, because it was like that wake up of, oh, these two-story programs against each other. So that's what Wisconsin's got to get their head around, and hopefully this was a wake up tonight that, again, for everybody that was listening or watching at home, is they didn't lose. They got beat.
Yeah, Michigan just they made the plays down the stretch as Greg Gard making his way to our courtside location. And so the Badgers at 8-1 now, Michigan improving to 7-1. And as Coach Gard settles in, Greg, you were mentioning before the game, you were talking about Danny Wolf, and you said kind of reminds you in some ways of Frank Kaminsky. And unfortunately, everybody got to see that tonight. Right. Just a really gifted play in Golden. Yeah. That's a heck of a combination, isn't it?
It is. You know, and if you would have told me that we would have held Trey Donaldson scoreless and held him 6-for-25 from three, and make those two guys have to shoot a lot of twos, which they hadn't done for the most part, I thought we'd been in decent shape. But, obviously we got to shoot the ball better. We held him still under one. Hey, Charlie.
How's it going?
Under one, there's 67 points on 70 possessions. But interiorly, I thought we didn't do a good job with Golden and the 4-5 ball screen. We got caught behind it, and then when Golden did get it deep, he was a grump man amongst boys there. And obviously, he's much bigger in person than he looks on film. Even yeah. He's a load. I thought we had good looks. You go 6-for-27 from three, and as I told the team, this is the lowest possession game we've had all year. So when you get in these type of games, the ability to defend, we didn't defend the paint well. Rebounding, we gave up too many offensive rebounds in the first half. A lot of them were all long rebounds and wild possessions. And then untimely turnovers. We had a chance to – we have a breakaway, and we don't execute a two-on-one. We throw it to one of their guys. And, we had a couple others where, just – poor decisions at the time that weren't forced by them. It was just our poor decision making at that time. That when you're in one possession game, you'd like to have a handful of those back.
Yeah. What we noticed, and we kind of talked at the beginning, was stopping that transition.
Yeah.
Baskets.
That was big.
It was a lot of points for them. Yep. And I think it opened up that two-man game. Is that something that you guys feel coming into the Marquette game? Kind of similarly set up. They like to run a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, defensive transition is something we talk about from day one. Charlie,
you
understand that, how important it is to get back. And, they even got us on a couple made baskets, where we scored and they were at the other end right away. So I'll look through that on film and see where, who could have covered up what. Credit to them to put it coming right back at us. And we had some looks there I thought we could have knocked down or have knocked down in the past that we don't tonight. And between transition defense, the 4-5 stuff in the paint, I thought they went to that two-man game quite a bit with those two guys. A couple untimely turnovers that make the difference.
Well, the plus side for you guys, though, like John Blackwell went through a stretch where he basically said, okay, just get on my back. I'll help. Offensive glass, 16 points. He goes on a stretch where he scores six straight. His role's different than a year ago, but just watching how this guy is growing.
Yeah.
Has to be really
encouraged. Yeah, no, he did. He carried us there for quite a while. On the offensive glass, he was hungry. We got to get Klesmet going. And he's still struggling, obviously. So we got to get him off the schneid, so to speak. And he's a much better shooter than 1-for-9. And, I thought for the most part, he had decent looks. Obviously, the one at half court the late one there, you factor that in. But, credit to Michigan. They banked on us not being able to bang in some threes did a good job of gumming up the paint and made it hard in terms of that regard, and we're able to get enough offense going to get past us.
We say this all the time. Beauty of basketball is you get up and you get ready for the next one, and it's right around the corner. So here we go, right?
They're not big adjustments, like you mentioned.
No.
They're all really tiny adjustments.
Yeah, exactly. It's we'll see how we respond. This is the first adversity we've seen, and, let's respond. And I told them, just a little bit ago, this was going to force us to grow. Cause you don't want to just cruise through things and not get things. You can have issues in transition defense, which we've had, and you can have some defensive rebounding issues, which we've had, but you win the game and the spotlight doesn't burn quite as much. So now, we're able to, dissect this a little deeper and do a better job and get better because of it.
Yeah, heck of a game. Buckle up.
Here we go.
Big Ten basketball is back. Appreciate your time, Greg.
All right, thanks, Greg.
All right, Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us. Michigan wins it tonight 67-64. Back to wrap things up at the Kohl Center in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help.
And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. The Wolverines 39% from the floor, 6 of 25 from 3, 15 of 21 at the foul line. The Badgers 34.5% from the floor, 6 of 27 from the arc, 14 of 19 at the foul line. Rebounds pretty much a wash, plus one Michigan. Second chance points a wash, 12 apiece. Wisconsin actually ended up with three more offensive rebounds than Michigan, but the transition points, the fast break points.
It really was.
19-4.
Yeah, that was a big deal, and I love how Coach Gardett said it. First adversity, this is the time to pick yourself off the ground. Now it's a little bit more glaring on some of the things that we saw out there. Now it's time to work on them. You got a couple days to turn it around, work on those things, and then go prove it.
All right, Badgers at 8-1. They'll make the little bus ride over to Milwaukee to take on Marquette. 12:30 is the tip time at Fiserv Forum. Our coverage will start 1 hour earlier. It's fun, man. Good to see you again. We'll see you again soon, right?
Absolutely. And Butler.
That's right. You'll be with us in Indy. That'll be a fun game. Thad Matta's team. And then Patrick McCaffrey. The McCaffreys are still playing. One of them.
Still playing.
Connor's on the staff. So we'll have some fun on Saturday first up as the Badgers take on Marquette. Again, your final, Michigan 67, Wisconsin 64. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Saturday as the Badgers play Marquette. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents. For all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
You know, it's so unusual.
softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up. You're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now. Side. Oh.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
People may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media Station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sitting in here.